Good morning, everyone. It's Friday the 28th of December, and we're just on our way to Tesco's, and we're in the park at the moment. King George the fifth playing fields, to give it its full name, here in Haydock, and it's a bit breezy. But it's dry at the moment. We've had a touch of rain, but not much. And we're just walking through the park as a shortcut to Tesco's. I'm using my not-so-trusty white cane. Well, trusty for the moment. And, of course, Jess is in front with Mr. O, the Ollie dog. And we're heading down towards... This is a sort of cut-through road. I'm going along the main road. Brings you out by the crossing near Tesco's.
Just stopping in a minute.
Right.
This is a dog.
Oh, there's a dog.
So,
someone coming past with a dog, and of course Ollie can be a bit dog orientated following his attack last year. So, let you go past.
Oh. This way, Ollie.
Yeah,
Ollie, good boy.
We're just letting you go past. Okay.
Good boy.
Come on, mate. That's a good lad.
Okay. Okay. She wasn't local. She wasn't local. Scottish. So we're just out on a nice walk. Get some fresh air. Dog yapping over there. Just to pick up some bits and pieces we need from Tesco's. Jess wants to get some makeup. And oh, there's a nice puddle. York. And we need Jess needs some cigs, and need to get some cat treats and some more ginger ale, because we're running out of ginger ale to go with some of the shots.
Nice.
So, just nice to get some fresh air and get out. Walk off some of the food we've eaten. You're not there yet. It's coming, you could physically turn right now where you are now, because it's bending, so he won't do it though, he keeps straight. We've taught Ollie this new route through the park. He's okay going. Coming back, there's a right turn that's very difficult to navigate where it is, and he's still grasping that one. But in a way, me having the canes helped, because I can tap along and find the turnings, which I couldn't do with a dog. You can't exactly tap a dog. Well, you can, but it wouldn't be very effective. And now I haven't got one to tap at the moment. Not that I would. Ooh! York! I just stood in a big puddle. Good sound effects for you, booers. Me standing in a puddle. Now, you'll hear now that we're coming to a main road. So we're turning left and heading down towards Church Road in Haydock, which actually turns into Clipsley Lane a bit further up. But, it has three names, this road. It's... When it comes into Haydock at St Helens End, it's called West End Road. Then you turn at a pub called The Huntsman, it becomes Clipsley Lane. And then when it gets to this point, where Tesco's is, it's Church Road. And then a bit further down, when it gets to the Ram's Head pub, about half a mile down the road, it becomes Penny Lane. So, why on earth? I don't know. But there you go. Useless facts about Haydock. Just coming towards the gate onto the road, and once I get to the crossing, one gate's open and one isn't. Yeah, who's he is? There it is. Hang on. There we go. It's only partially open. That's why. Strange. So I shall pause now and come back to you a little later. Hang on a minute, I'm just having, don't set the crossing going. Sorry, I'm just going to pause you. Well, I would, but my phone's decided it's going to play up, so hang on a second. What I'll do then, because it's being stupid, I'll leave it running and let you hear what goes on. For now, I'll pause you afterwards. Right. I can't pause the phone. It's still running because I can't hear what I'm doing. I need to go to a bit quieter area. So for now, I've left it running. Have you pressed the button? Right, hang on, let me just switch hands. So once we get to a quieter area, I'll pause the recording. So loud, I can't hear what the speech is saying. Going down the slope now. There's like a slope down to Tesco's.
Yeah.
And you can go down steps. The thing was, Andy always went down the steps. He wouldn't go down the slope. But he would never adapt. Apart from one day when he did it by surprise.
Oh, no.
Generally, he wouldn't do it. So now I'm going along the front of Tesco's, where there's a bank machine and a lot of obstacles. So I'm cheating at the moment and got my hand on Jess's shoulder just for this tiny little walk.
Good boy.
And then I use my cane again. It's quite treacherous when you've not got a dog along here. There's these posts, trolleys, bank machines, people. And the posts are just hip height, so you don't have to whack yourself. Ooh. So actually, I might be able to pause my phone now. Hang on a sec. It's nice and quiet. Let's unlock it first. I can hear what I'm doing now. Unless them cars come this way. No, I can't. I'm sure I'm doing that. Hang on. Can't hear a thing. You could hear it say unlock, and then it's, you can't hear it now.
No, it's had to go, isn't it?
Okay, well, folks, I wasn't intending to record Tesco's, but I'll have to now. Because it's not going to unlock. What happens for you sighted people, it goes off focus and you can't, the speech turns down and you can't always locate where you are, so. So we're just about to go into Tesco's. And I'll just have to leave you recording.
Good boy.
So, And here we are. Oh, it's a lovely smell of bread. Very nice smell of bread in here, I have to say. Just heading for the customer service.
Oh. Hello.
Hi. Yes, please. We don't need a great deal, so. Thank you.
Good lad. Good boy. There you go. Oh, the counter.
Bless him.
I think it's because they moved all the bottles. We had bottles here last. When I was there.
They did.
The last. I wonder if the jewellery bottle.
No, they had the Santa stop signs as well. in a little box. Wooden signs that said, stop here to Santa. On the...
shoes. There you go,
Justine. Jess is in paradise here, listening to all these shoes.
She likes high shoes. Yeah, so do I.
Mm-hmm.
You did really well then, mate. Good boy. Good lad. It just shows you that, you know, just for that one, you know, down thing that he's... No, his work's brilliant, but...
No way.
Oh, they're nice.
No way. Jess is constantly listening for shoes.
I like shoes. Oh, it's warm in here, isn't it?
It always is. Poor mistake.
You can even go from this door now, right up to the slope.
Ah.
Whereas before, he used to use that top door, but I think it's broken.
That's the same. There we go. The cane's folded down. Sometimes you have to wait a while, because we ring up,
normally
tell
do,
them normally, but we didn't this morning, so it's our own fault, really. We should. I might have to wait a bit. Come to find someone.
What have you done, babe?
I don't know.
I've got some bacon, but I'm not sure it's enough for both. Mm. So I'll have a look when we get back.
Okay. Something a bit different.
Oh, I could get... Oh, no, because it'd be different bacon. So I'd get some from here, but...
Doesn't matter. You should use up what you've got already open, so you can just...
Yeah, but I haven't got any more from here, I don't think.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
You can have a go at turning this off if you want. You might be able to.
No, let's have a look.
Hang on. Yeah. It's on key lock at the moment.
Right, take it off that. Press the home button and it'll...
It's very quiet.
Good.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What's this got? I'm just trying to...
You can't hear it, can you? You need to go back into the audio file folder now.
Yeah.
Top row, towards the right.
Can't hear it.
You can't, can you? Games of an iPhone.
Hold on. Oh dear, dear. Right.
Yeah, go in there. And then you should be able to tap on pause.
Now select another, but where are we?
Select to what?
Wireless network.
Just cancel. There should be a cancel button.
So dear, though.
Yeah. What have you got now?
I don't know. I can't hear it. So dear, though. So... Select a network.
Right, cancel. There'll be a cancel button. Find the cancel button. Once you find that cancel button, the resume button will appear. Oh. The pause button will appear again. And you'll be able to pause it.
Might be able to do it now. I'll see you later, folks.
Well, hello, we're back again. After all that messing about with the iPhone, basically it loses its focus. And because the volume of the speech goes down on the iPhone, you then can't hear where you are to pause recordings, etc. So it's just what is happening with Audioboo. we're now back in the park, heading home, having been to Tesco's and got Jessie's makeup, which was a bit more expensive than she expected, but she got everything she wanted, including a nice bag. It was, I couldn't find a makeup bag, but come on, Owls. Good boy. It's funny, isn't it?
It won't do that bit.
She got a nice bag. It was one of the people who know was in there, Tracy, found it. It was a Vaseline set of, what was it, a moisturiser and
hand cream and
something else. And it came in a lovely little pink, for Justine, and you, pink bag. With the Vaseline logo on the outside, and it feels like a leather effect zip bag. It's very nice. My what?
Ted Baker.
Yeah, my Ted Baker bag. And it's pink, very nice pastel pink, and it has the Vaseline logo on it, and it'll do as a makeup bag for Jess. And it was on offer, $366 for the set with the bag. So she's got a makeup bag and all her makeup. And we picked up the other bits we needed. And we're now heading home. And it's still dry and it's quite mild. The wind's died down, because we were talking about us having 40 mile an hour winds in this area today. And the wind's died down and it's quite mild. Felt a spot of rain then, but it's... I tell you, I felt totally like a fish out of water in that makeup department. Sounded like a lemon. Sort of thinking of goodness no. Sorry. But blokes, I'm sure you'll agree with me. It's so blinking boring. Standing in a makeup department while you pick colours and God knows what else. And I'm thinking, oh. And, oh, anyway, never mind. It's almost as bad as shoe shopping. but there you go. These things we put up with for our wives, don't we, guys? Anyway, we're on our way home now. There's no. What's that squeaking noise? Is it a bird?
Bird.
Huh. It's a bird. We get seagulls around here. We're only about 40 miles from the coast. No, less than that, actually. So sometimes you get seagulls who've lost their way a bit. That isn't a seagull, though. I don't know what it is. No, something's squeaking. Huh. It's too low for a bird. Too low in height for a bird. I don't... And when we had a confrontation with a dog yesterday, this is where it was, off the lead, and it kept messing around Ollie and barking and yapping. And we're now on the path leading up to the gate to come out at our end of the park onto Chapel Street. And can't believe what a nice day it is. Compared to what they forecast. Wow. So, I don't know what we're doing the rest of the day. I think we're probably reading this afternoon and having maybe a couple of glasses of Baileys. Well, it's called Ballycastle. It's the equivalent from Aldi of Baileys, and it's gorgeous and a lot cheaper than Baileys. Highly recommended to anyone who likes Baileys. Ballycastle, and it's only $3.99 a bottle at Aldi. They also do a lovely sherry at Aldi as well, which is their own brand, which is very nice. The booze from Aldi is very good and cheap. But Ballycastle's particularly nice, which is their version of Baileys. Highly recommended. And their Hunter's Chicken is absolute gorgeous. Aldi's Hunter's Chicken. We use a lot of Aldi stuff, it's very good. Now we're now on Chapel Street. I'm perambulating along with my long cane. For those sighted people listening, you have a particular way of using a long cane. It's called an arc. And as you put your left foot forward, you arc to the right, and as you put your right foot forward, you arc to the left. And the idea is that you cover the whole front part of you to stop you hitting things. And I'm using what they call a roller tip, yes? Okay, thanks. I'm using a roller tip which rolls across the pavement. Years ago they used to use like pencil tips which you tapped with, but these new tips roll. And the idea is that you use a long cane that's the right height for you. It comes to the breastbone when you stand it straight. So, sorry for all you blind people listening who know all this, but I just thought I'd say it for those who aren't blind listening. We're walking along Chapel Street and crossing a entrance to the Catholic Church, which is called English Martyrs. There should be a school there, but they've moved the school. It's around the corner now. No, the school's not there now. It's on Peel Road. They amalgamated the infants and junior school together, built on it. Remember they were doing a building on Peel Road? That's what they were doing. They've knocked the old school down. We're now coming towards a busy road, which is called Peel Road, which is spelled P-I-E-L-E. And I always remember my sister-in-law, when she first moved over here from Ireland, used to call it Paelli Road, which was very amusing. But Peel Road, it's pronounced. And it goes up to the East Lancashire Road from Church Road. Or the A580, as East Lancashire Road has on it. And our road is off this road, our avenue. So here we are at the road.
Lee?
Yes?
When I said there was that car?
Yeah?
That guy thought you were my son.
Hey?
Is your son alright?
Oh, hey! I must look that young. That's a compliment there. Being called Jess's son.
Yeah.
I'm only 3 years younger. God, I must look. Hey, yeah, it's good. That's made me day, though.
Oh, God, that is it.
I'm your toy boy now.
This road is a pain in the what's it.
It's quite busy, and the lights are at the bottom, but way out of the way for us. Right, okay. Come on. Way out of the way for us. We'd have to walk right out of our way to get to it.
I'm not rushing.
And, no, you're English.
Shut up.
Right. Come on. So we're turning left on Peel Road and heading up the right-hand side of it towards Sherlock Avenue. There's cars on the pavement as per usual. Bane of our lives, because they block the road, the pavement. And we're walking up towards Sherlock Avenue, which is the first turning on the right. Thank you. Around the corner, there we go, into Sherlock Avenue. And what we do is indent. So we can hear ourselves crossing. Here we are. Twice as across now. That's if we've not run out of time. We may have run out of time, I don't know. Okay. Now we're walking over some speed bumps that they've got on this road. Near our house, actually. I call them our pet speed bumps. I mean, our pet speed bumps. And here we are, back at our gate. We're now inside. Just had to unlock the door, so I needed both hands. And Jess has just unharnessed Ollie. And so we're back home safe and sound, and we're now going to unpack the shopping and have a coffee and shortly have some lunch, which I think is baking butties.
What colour lipstick have I got on?
She's testing lipstick. It's like a light pink, isn't it, she said, on you. So
the wine one?
No, I didn't put that one on you. It was another one.
Oh.
Before she found that one. It was a pinky colour. Asia, it was called. So just picking the post up, because the post comes through the back box. Stood on it as I came in. So yeah, we're back home. I hope you enjoyed our little jaunt out. And atmospheric recordings and things. So I shall upload this now, and have a nice day, everyone. If it lets me stop the recording, that is. I don't know. Dear me. We're as you can hear, our lounge has computers running in it. So we're in our lounge because the computers are going. Right. Hopefully, I should be able to. Sort things out now. Have a nice day, everyone.